Look, she said. There's a sewing machine in my quarters which I never use. I'll have a couple of the rouseabouts carry it down. If I do need to use it, I'll come down here. Her eyes strayed to baby Hal, rolling on the floor gleefully. I like to hear the sound of children, Mrs. Cleary. Once every 6 weeks, the mail came by horse-drawn dray from Gill and Bone. This was the only contact with the outside world. Drogheda possessed a Ford truck, another specially constructed Ford truck with a water tank on its tray, a Model T Ford car, and a Rolls-Royce limousine. But no one ever seemed to use them to go into Gilly, save Mary Carson, infrequently. 40 miles was as far as the moon. Bluey Williams had the mail contract for the district, and took 6 weeks to cover his territory. His flat-top dray, with its 10-foot wheels, was drawn by a magnificent team of 12 draft horses, and was loaded with all the things the outlying stations ordered. As well as the Royal Mail, he carried groceries, gasoline in 44-gallon drums, kerosene in square 5-gallon cans, hay, bags of corn, calico bags of sugar and flour, wooden chests of tea, bags of potatoes, farm machinery, mail-order toys, and clothes from Anthony Horton's in Sydney, plus anything else that had to be brought in from Gilly or outside. Moving at the clipping rate of 20 miles a day, he was welcomed wherever he stopped, plied for news and weather far away, handed the scribbled scraps of paper carefully wrapped around money for goods he would purchase in Gilly, handed the laboriously written letters which went into the canvas sack marked Royal GVR Mail. West of Gilly, there were only two stations on the route, Drogheda closer in, Bugella farther out. Beyond Bugella lay the territory that got mail only once every 6 months. Bluey's dray swung in a great zigzagging arc through all the stations southwest, west, and northwest, then returned to Gilly before setting out eastward, a smaller journey, because Buru Town took over 60 miles east. Sometimes he brought people sitting beside him on his unsheltered leather seat, visitors or hopefuls looking for work. Sometimes he took people away, visitors or discontented stockmen or maids or rouseabouts, very occasionally a governess. The squatters owned cars to transport themselves, but those who worked for the squatters depended upon Bluey for transport as well as goods and letters.